How do you do? People who are born lacking what others take for granted often spend their lives trying to make up for that lack. And the man in the following story was no exception. He had a vision for his life that few would have pursued given his circumstances. He succeeded and yet failed, and then succeeded beyond his dreams when his mind and heart and life were unshackled. Dramatizing true life stories, this is Unshackled, produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. The world is full of refugees running from tyranny, looking for peace. Hungry and weary with few possessions, they seek a place to rest. The homeless people who come to Pacific Garden Mission are refugees too, from a spiritual war that they've been losing. The mission is an oasis where they get food, clothing and shelter, a safe place to sleep. Even medical and dental care is needed, and all without charge. Counselors offer the water of life, and those who drink are never thirsty again. When these refugees learn their war was won a long time ago, they find the peace they were seeking. And now, broadcast around the earth, here is program number 2291 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think. Late one night, well, actually it was early, about 3 o'clock in the morning, the man in our story was working in his garage, which he had converted into a recording studio. As he listened to the radio, he decided to call the station and request a song. Well, that call changed his life. And because his life and work are changing others, we'd like you to hear Keith Reedy's true story right now on Unshackled.
Music time. This is Susie.
This is Keith calling you back, Susie. I want to thank you for playing my song right away.
You're welcome. That's my favorite song right now, too.
You're new, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard you on the air before.
I'm a broadcast major at the university.
Oh, well, I'm in the music business myself.
Oh, that explains why you're up so late.
Yeah. I go to bed when other people are getting up.
So do I, now that I'm on the night shift. What do you do in the music business?
Oh, I run a small recording business from my home, and I...
Oh, hang on a minute, Keith. I'm on the air again.
I waited and listened as her voice flowed over the radio, dispelling my loneliness. At 32, my life had sprung a leak, and I wasn't sure where the puncture was or how to patch it up again. But I felt that she was someone I wanted to know better.
Hi, I'm back.
I wanted to tell you that you have a good on-air voice.
Thanks. And I wanted to tell you how unusual it is for someone to call back and say thanks for playing a request.
Well, as I said, I'm in the business. So I know how it feels to be appreciated.
What instrument do you play?
Oh, guitar.
Oh.
And sing.
Really?
Yeah. I have my own band, and we do the nightclubs in the area.
Oh, that's better than being on the road, isn't it?
I did that, too, for a few years.
Huh.
Good money. Bad lifestyle.
Not much family life.
Yeah, I got real burned out.
Well, I'm in show business, too, in a small way. I'm a ventriloquist.
You are? Isn't that hard?
No, it's easy to be a dummy.
Yeah, I should know.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
Well, believe it or not, I've performed there many times.
No kidding. Oh, it's not easy to break into the big time like that.
I like challenges.
I want to hear more about that, Keith, but hang on, I have to make another announcement.
The more we talked, the better I liked her. We seemed to have so much in common. Yet I knew there was one thing we would never have in common. A difference I had carried since birth. A difference I had struggled to overcome even as a child. When she came back, I found myself telling her about my determination to ride a bicycle at the age of 6.
Keith, stop! Oh! I'm so sorry. He's never done that before.
That's okay. I know he didn't mean to do it.
Go in the backyard and ride your bike, Keith. Go on, right now.
Well, he's pretty brave to ride a bike like that.
scares me, the things he tries to do. Jump off the porch railings, climb telephone poles.
Oh, I sure wouldn't do things like that. Not the way he is.
I've never seen him run into anyone before. Are you sure you're all right?
No, I'm okay. Next time I'll watch out for him.
Oh, Keith, didn't you see her?
I couldn't see her. I'm blind. I was born that way.
Oh, now I know who you are, Keith. I've heard about you.
The story of my life.
Is it true that your hearing is sharper when you're blind?
Blind people rely on their hearing, so we develop it more. Well, maybe that helped me be a musician.
It sounds like you haven't let this get you down.
I always wanted to be like everyone else.
What did you do about school?
Well, when I was 9, my folks put me in the Indiana School for the Blind. I hated it.
Why?
I'd never been away from home before. I only came home on weekends once or twice a month. I stayed through junior high. And then I had a better idea.
Hang on, Keith. I have to make another announcement.
We had been talking for an hour, swapping life stories. She'd put the phone on her shoulder whenever she had to make an announcement, while I waited till she finished. How easy it was to tell her about my struggles and dreams. She listened as I described being mainstreamed, going to high school with kids who could see.
Hey, Keith! Hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, no problem. I'm getting around just fine.
Hey, you aren't going to need me to guide you at the rate you're going.
Oh, no. I think I know where everything is already.
In less than 2 weeks? That's great.
I only have 6 weeks to make a go of it here. And if I don't, well, it's back to the school for the blind.
You even found your locker and got it open. How'd you do that?
Oh, it's easy. I listened for the tumblers to click.
Hey, maybe you can help me open mine. I forgot my combination.
Hey, no sweat. Show me where it is. I'll try to open it for you.
So you had a talent the other students didn't have. I'll bet they liked you for that.
Oh, yeah. I helped a lot of kids break into their lockers when they forgot the combination.
Say, is that how you broke into the country music business, Keith? By listening for the right combination?
You know, that's more true than you realize. My brother got a guitar for Christmas 1 year, but he didn't play it, so I tried my hand.
And the rest is history.
The rest is hard work. I practiced every day for hours.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, when I was 15, I was doing my first radio show.
That's great.
Then I auditioned for a brand new show on Channel 2. Country music, 5 nights a week.
On television at 15? I'm impressed.
No, I worked hard. If I made a mistake, I'd come home and practice for hours till I didn't make that mistake.
I want to know how you made the big time at Nashville, Keith, but first I have a station break. Hang on.
Maybe we need to talk about our past now and then, to look back and see where we've been, how far we've come, or if we've just gone round in circles. Susie and I had been on the phone for an hour and a half, and I didn't want to hang up. I told her how I started playing in bars when I was only 16.
So, this is where you perform, huh? Not bad, Keith.
Hey, Dan, grab a table. I'll be right with you. I have some time before the next set.
Good. Say, I bet you pack them in.
It's a good-sized crowd from the noise they make.
Pay pretty good?
Oh, yeah. I'm saving to go up to Nashville again.
Hey, how often you go?
Every other weekend. I want to try and get some of my songs published.
You go to the Opry?
Oh, every time.
Say, I'll take you down there any weekend you want.
Hey, how about this weekend?
Hey, I can't believe it, Keith. You got us an unrestricted backstage pass at the Opry.
It pays to make friends with the security guards.
What an operator you are.
Well, they trust me. Besides, how much trouble can a blind man get into?
If they only knew.
All I want is a chance to prove myself.
Oh, man. There's Marty Robbins himself.
Hey, do you see the Wilburn brothers?
No.
I've been trying to get my songs published with them for months.
Ernest Tubb just came in.
Hey, I hear him. I'm going to ask him if I can sing on his show.
What? You're kidding. Just like that?
Why not? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Did you ask him?
Well, certainly. I walked right up, introduced myself, and said, I'd like the opportunity to appear on your show.
Oh, what happened?
Well, 2 weeks later, I did.
Oh, what a break.
Yeah, I planned to sing an old standard song that night, but the Wilburn brothers were hosting the show.
Uh-huh.
So at the last minute, I decided to do one of my own songs.
I'll bet they liked it.
They announced right there, live, on Coast to Coast Radio, that they were not only going to publish my song, but they were going to record it on their next album.
Oh, I'll have to play some of your songs.
Do you realize it's 5 o'clock in the morning? We've talked for 2 hours.
I'm glad you had the time, Keith. It gets lonely here this time of night.
Yeah, same here.
We'll have to get together and talk some more.
We made a date for that weekend, a date I was eager to keep. I wanted to know her better, but there were things about my own life I wasn't so eager to have her know, things I regretted, things I couldn't change. I'd made so many mistakes, messing up my life. All she had heard so far was the good part. Would she accept the rest?
In a moment, we'll learn the answer to that question. And now here's Dave Saulnier, superintendent of Pacific Garden Mission. Dave, how can our listeners tune in to Unshackled when they're traveling away from home?
Unshackled is carried on almost 1,000 radio outlets around the world. So wherever you're headed, chances are you'll be able to hear this program. We publish 2 directories of all the stations that carry Unshackled, and these station logs are small enough to fit into your pocket, so you won't have to miss a single episode among these inspiring stories.
One log lists all the stations in the United States airing the English edition of Unshackled, and the other log lists stations and outlets carrying Arabic and Spanish in the U.S. and abroad, as well as English overseas. Now, all you do is locate the area where you want to listen, and then read across to learn which station carries Unshackled. The directory tells the station call letters, whether it's AM or FM or shortwave, the frequency, day of the week, and time of the day you can listen.
And the best part is, these logs are available absolutely free. Just write and ask, specifying which edition of the directory you need. You'll be able to tell your friends and family in other parts of the country or the world when and how to listen. And whenever you travel or move to some other place, you'll be able to take Unshackled with you. Travel light, but don't go without Unshackled.
And to get your free copy of the station log, just write to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Now that's all the address you really need. Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605.
We're going to take a short break now, but we'll be back shortly to play more of your favorite country music.
Keith, I'm Susie. I sure like your music.
Oh, I'm glad you made it, Susie.
I am too.
I sure like your voice, even better in person.
I have a table right in front of the band. Good sound.
Oh, thanks.
The bartender brought you a beer.
Oh, I get so thirsty up there singing. Do you have a drink?
I'm all set, thanks.
I need to cut back on my drinking, though. My dad drank too much while I was growing up. Made it real hard on Mom.
It can get out of hand.
I've been trying to get my life under control for the last year.
Sounds to me like you're doing all right.
Now, if you only knew. I made so many foolish mistakes.
Oh, we all do, Keith. That's part of life.
Yeah, but some of them, well, you can't seem to undo. And I don't want to make the same ones over again.
Remember how you told me you'd come home and practice for hours until you could play lead without making mistakes?
Yeah.
Well?
Well, maybe practice is the answer. But I knew better than that. I had just come out of a disastrous relationship, one that lasted 4 years and nearly ruined my mental and physical health. Susie was a ray of sunshine in my gloomy world. We dated and grew increasingly fond of each other.
Keith, I brought Casey along to see your recording studio.
Casey? Oh, you mean your dummy.
Watch out who you call a dummy!
Hey, you're pretty good. Can I touch her to see how she works?
Who works? Now that's enough, Casey. You sit down and be quiet. Keith, are you busy?
Oh, I'm just wrapping up a commercial.
Whoa, I wish we had this kind of equipment down at the station. I'd like to help you sometime with one of your projects if I could.
Well, not tonight, though. Hey, come on in the house and I'll fix us a drink.
Make mine hot chocolate, please. It may be spring, but it's still cold out there.
You got it.
Keith, would you like to go to church with me on Sunday?
Yeah, if you don't mind a few yawns. I work Saturday night till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Did you go to church when you were growing up?
No. I had some religious classes in school, though. I kind of like to be around people who know God.
Well, why don't you get to know him yourself?
Well, I'm working on it. Sometimes I stay up late and listen to sermons on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit, I still don't understand about Jesus Christ.
He's the Son of God.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Susie, why don't...
Yeah?
Why don't we get married soon?
Oh, Keith. Married. Yeah, I'd like to be married in church.
Yeah. Okay, then I'd better start going with you. After Susan and I had our church wedding, we continued to go to Sunday morning service. Then we added Sunday evening and even Wednesday evening service to our life. Each time, the pastor offered to pray for those who weren't saved. One Sunday night, I made a decision and went forward. Then one of the deacons spoke to me.
God bless you, Keith. The Holy Spirit's calling you. You understand what that means?
I think so.
Let me share some scripture with you. God says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, as far as God's concerned, we're all lost sinners, condemned to die. But God wants to make peace with you. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me show you another verse. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus paid the penalty for you and for me. There's not one thing you can do to earn your salvation, to make yourself worthy of God. You believe Christ died for your sins?
Yes.
Keith, you want peace with God?
Oh, yes.
Would you like me to pray with you? You can just say the words after me. And if you mean it, God will save your soul.
I know what needs to be said. All I need to do is get it said.
He's listening.
Lord, please forgive my sins and take me to heaven when I die. I'm ready to let you take control of my life. Change my life and clean up the mess I made. Guide me every day, every step from now on. God began to do what I asked. He started to change my life. After a few months, the changes were a bit frightening.
Hey, Danny, is your wife still down south visiting her mother?
Yeah, you want to come home with me, Del? Come on.
All alike. Oh, I think I'll stick to the bottle.
Hey, what happened to the music? Dead in here.
We're on break. We'll be back shortly.
You call this a grasshopper?
Give me another drink.
You gonna pay for this one?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Keith.
I'm in between sets. I thought I'd call before it gets too late.
What is going on?
Oh, the usual. A couple of drunks getting out of hand.
You be careful, sweetheart.
Susie? I spent half my life in places like this, and I always felt at home. Not anymore.
I can see why, and I'm glad.
It's like I'm really hearing the conversations going on around me, and it's scary. Maybe I never listened before.
You're not the same person you were before, Keith.
And the songs we play and sing, they're negative and downers. The blind leading the blind.
Sounds like you're having a bad night, sweetheart.
No, I want to get out of the clubs, honey.
What will you do?
I don't know. But somehow we'll manage. When I got out of the nightclubs, I gave up music altogether. I couldn't see taking my guitar from the tavern to the church. But God began to show me that He gave us talents to use for His glory. Susie and I started going to nursing homes where she performed as a ventriloquist, and I played the guitar and sang. Soon we were being invited to churches in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois.
God certainly must have liked Keith's face. Why, Casey, what a sweet thing to say. Yeah, look how he made that face. Then he cleaned off all that space on top of his head for another one. Casey, you tell Keith you're sorry.
You're sorry, Keith?
Casey, do you know what Jesus taught? He said, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So you be nice to Keith.
But he also taught us to forgive if someone hurts us. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah, well, from one blockhead to another, I'm sorry, Keith.
We were growing in our walk with God, serving in our ministry. But I desperately wanted a Bible in Braille. A friend of ours had given me the Bible on tape, which helped. But to really study God's Word, you need to read and be able to cross-reference. In the summer of 1982, Susie and I ministered at Vacation Bible School. The following November was a turning point for me.
Keith, this is a package for you.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't know. It's from that church in Indianapolis where we did Vacation Bible School.
Well, it's bulky.
Keith.
It's the Bible in Braille.
Oh.
Susie, I can read it with my fingers. The Old Testament.
Oh.
To go along with the New Testament that I got from that group in Nebraska. Oh, now I have the whole Bible.
Oh, Keith, this is just wonderful. What a gift.
Oh, what a gift indeed. Hey, this is very expensive.
Not many blind people can afford this.
Susie, every blind person should have the privilege of reading this book. We began to research where to buy a Bible in Braille and discovered there were only two places in the country that published them. Each had a waiting list of hundreds, even thousands. Right then, Susie and I got down on our knees and surrendered to God's call to provide the Bible in Braille to blind people around the world. 6 months later, we sold the recording equipment and invited the buyer to have lunch with us.
You had a good setup, Keith.
Yeah, well, it served me well for many years, but I'm going in another direction now.
I used to work for a company in Florida that made computer printers that printed in Braille. Boy, they were fast.
You did?
Computer printers that print in Braille? Oh, that's an answer to prayer.
It is?
Oh, God is wonderful.
I had no idea such a machine existed. We've been trying to find a way to publish the Bible in Braille, and the old-fashioned printing presses aren't versatile enough for what we want to do.
Well, I'll give you their address, and you can get in touch with them.
We researched and prayed and spoke in churches all over the eastern half of the country, sharing the mission that God had given us. Little by little, piece by piece, God provided a computerized Braille print shop through the gifts of many people. Since we started printing in 1987, we've sent Bibles in Braille to more than 15 foreign countries and nearly every state in the United States. We never ask for money. Yet God has met our needs. If you are spiritually blind, turn to Christ now and ask Him into your heart and life. Only He can forgive your sins. Only He can open your eyes to the truth.
1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12 tell us, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Friend, do you have the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the only one who can give you eternal life, because he himself is eternal. He took your sins upon himself and died on the cross to pay the penalty of your sins, which is death. He rose from the dead, victorious over sin and death, to give you life. If you believe this and would like to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, we suggest you pray with us now. Dear God, I know I am a sinner and separated from you. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for me so I could be forgiven. Please save me and give me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer just now, please write to us and let us know. We would like to send you some literature to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Get in touch with us by writing to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. If you listen in the Philippines, you may address Unshackled in care of the Pacific Mission, Post Office Box 1467, Manila. In Liberia, write to Box 10-0192, Monrovia 10. We hope you invite your friends to hear these inspiring true stories, and please let the manager of this station know you're one of our listeners. We'd also like to hear from you a note, even a card, saying, "Thanks for Unshackled." This is program number 2291. Heard in the true story of Keith Reedy were Tim Gregory, Judith Easton, Trish Heaton, Joanne Silvestrak, Don Stroop, and Daryl Warren. Original music, Lucille Becker. Sound, Nicoloisio. Engineer, Ed Webb. Script, Kanitha Gabler, and I'm Bob O'Donnell. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write soon. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. If you need to share your concerns with someone who cares, you may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago anytime, 312-922-1462. Someone is waiting for your call, 312-922-1462.